Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman. It's Thursday and it's time for today's Perfect 10. Today is very much business as usual, but from tomorrow we've decided we're going to try something a little bit different on a Friday. As you probably know, we now have thousands and thousands of questions over hundreds of shows. So tomorrow we're going to have our first Flashback Friday episode, where we'll be handpicking our finest questions from our massive back catalogue of shows to create the ultimate quiz. I can tell you that Fridays are going to be a lot of fun, so please do come check it out tomorrow and tell us what you think. Back into today, and once again, I've got 10 brand new questions for you, all designed to educate, entertain, and to irritate you. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in just 10 minutes. Today is the 21st of March, and it was on this day in 1980 that American viewers watched the character of J.R. Ewing being shot by a mysterious figure. Fans of the show had to wait until November of that year to find the identity of the shooter, who was eventually revealed to be his sister-in-law and former mistress, Kristen Shepherd. Oh, gosh, who shot JR? That's all we ever said in 1980. Hopefully today's quiz won't be as dramatic as Dallas, but let's find out, because here come your questions for this fine Thursday. Question one is your starter for a perfect 10. What is the middle colour on the national flag of Germany? You probably know the colours, but do you know which one is displayed in the middle of the flag? Question two is clues in the news. And there is the title of a 1995 UK number one single hidden in this fictional news report. So, can you find the name of the song?
A successful man with lots of money has revealed he has moved from the city to a large mansion in a rural area. Now he has left the rat race, he spends his days taking Prozac and reading Balzac.
Wow, what do you think that song could be? Find the answer, get a point. Question three now, and it's a code-cracking Carol lateral thinking question. In a code where A equals 1, B equals 2, C equals 3, all the way alphabetically to Z equals 26. Which William Shakespeare play has the code of this? 15, 20, 8, 5, 12, 12, 15. Have a little think and see if you can come up with the name of that play. As always, if you'd like some extra time, please feel free to press pause. And when you're ready to move on, it's time for question four. And I'm going to put your memory to the test here. And starting from today, Thursdays are Tasty Thursdays, where we will have our weekly recipe. Please make sure you pay close attention, as a question will follow for a point. Here comes a clip.
Good morning, it's Arunjay here. And this week, we're going to make a brilliant beef stroganoff. You will need 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1 sliced onion, 1 clove of garlic, 1 tablespoon of butter, 250 grams of sliced mushrooms, 1 tablespoon of plain flour, 500 grams of sliced fillet steak, 150 grams of creme fraiche, 1 teaspoon of English mustard, 100 milliliters of beef stock, and half a small pack of chopped parsley. Fry the onion in the oil until it is soft, then add in the garlic clove and butter. When the butter is foaming, add the mushrooms and cook until they are softened. Season the mixture, then tip onto a plate. Tip the flour into a bowl with a big pinch of salt and pepper, then toss in the fillet steak. Add the covered steak pieces into the pan and fry until well colored, then tip the onions and mushrooms back into the pan. Whisk the creme fraiche, mustard and beef stock together, then stir into the pan. Cook over medium heat for 5 minutes, then scatter with some chopped parsley, and serve with rice.
Well, that sounded nice, didn't it? But I hope you were listening, because here comes your question. How many grams of creme fraiche are required for this recipe? It was all in the clip, but can you remember the information you need to answer the question? As always, I'll give you all of the answers after today's final question. Questions 5, 6, and 7 are all part of the same family, the frivolous, the familiar, and the fun set of questions, testing your knowledge of the everyday. Question 5. Bella Swan and Edward Cullen are characters in which book and movie series? It's a very famous series of books and movies, but do you know the answer? Question 6, and time for some sport. The Rod Laver Arena is the main venue for which of the four Grand Slam tennis tournaments? Even if you don't think you know, this one is definitely worth a guess. Question 7, and it's time for some music. Anthony Kiedis and Flea are most famously known as members of which American rock band? Can you name the brand? Moving on to question 8, and you'll need your word head on for this one, as it's time for today's two in, two out. Which two letters can you change in the word village, V-I-L-L-A-G-E, village, to make a type of art? Can you figure out that word? It's time for the round we call I Know This, and from today, Thursdays are First Letter Thursdays, and your weekly initials questions. So, which 1982 UK number one single has the initials A-T-C-M? It's a tough one, this, but have a think. See if you can figure it out. Well done. You've made it to the final question of the day. It's time for Thursday's anagram, and we're staying with music. Which Welsh singer is an anagram of Moon Jets? Moon, M-O-O-N, Jets, J-E-T-S. Shuffle those letters and find that incredible Welsh singer. And there you have it, another perfect 10. Well done! Don't forget, of course, to like and subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's show, automatically loaded. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in 10 minutes. But did you score a perfect 10 today? Here is where you find out. Good luck. Here come the answers.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Question 1, and I started with, what is the middle colour on the national flag of Germany? And the answer is red. Black is at the top, red is in the middle, and yellow is at the bottom. Question 2, clues in the news, and we were looking for a UK number one single from 1995 hidden in this fictional report. What was the name of the single?
A successful man with lots of money has revealed he has moved from the city to a large mansion in a rural area. Now he has left the rat race, he spends his days taking Prozac and reading Balzac.
And the answer is Country House by Blur. Question 3, Carol Lateral Thinking, and you were attempting to crack a code. In the alphabetical code where A equals 1, B equals 2, all the way to Z equals 26. Which William Shakespeare play has the code 15, 20, 8, 5, 12, 12, 15? And the answer is Othello, spelt O-T-H-E-L-L-O. The play was written in around 1603. And famous faces who've played the title character on stage include James Earl Jones, Richard Burton, and Lenny Henry. And in a movie adaptation, he was portrayed by Lawrence Fishburne. Question 4 was our Tasty Thursday memory round, and we were learning how to make a very delicious beef stroganoff. My question to you, how many grams of creme fraiche were required for this recipe? And the answer is 150 grams of creme fraiche. Very well done if you managed to remember that. Time for our run of 3 frivolous, familiar and fun questions. Question 5. Bella Swan and Edward Cullen are characters in which book and movie series? And the answer is the Twilight series. Question six, time for some tennis. The Rod Laver Arena is the main venue for which of the four Grand Slam tennis tournaments? The answer is the Australian Open. Rod Laver is an Australian former tennis player who won a very impressive 11 Grand Slam singles titles and a total of 198 singles titles, the most in tennis history. We were getting musical for question seven. Anthony Kiedis and Flea are most famously known as members of which American rock band? The answer is the magnificent Red Hot Chili Peppers. Question eight, two in, two out. Which two letters can you change in the word village to make a type of art? Well, if you change the V to a C and the I to an O, you get collage. C-O-L-L-A-G-E. I'm sure you made one in school. I know I did. Question nine was, I know this, and I had a First Letters Thursday initials question for you. Which 1982 UK number one single has the initials ATCM? And the answer is A Town Called Malice by The Jam. Very well done, if you got that, as it was quite a tricky one. And finally, question 10, our anagram. Which Welsh singer is an anagram of Moon Jets? It is, of course, the incredible Tom Jones, or as he is now known, Sir Tom Jones. Did you get a good score today? Don't worry if you didn't. There's always another chance tomorrow. And tomorrow will be our first ever Flashback Friday show, where I'll be quizzing you on the very best questions from our humongous back catalogue of shows. It's going to be a lot of fun, so please do join me then. I'm Carol Vorderman. That was my perfect 10 for you. I hope you have a perfect day. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/perfect10 for more information.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.